Please join me in prayer. Gracious God, Holy Father, we come tonight to remember that night so long ago where your Son humbled himself and he taught the disciples another lesson. He showed them and us what it means to be your follower. And he commands us to love each other. God, this world is so awful sometimes. We're hurt so many times. And we hurt others so many more. And you knew that. You knew that. And you showed us to the end what it meant to love. You experienced that hurt. You experienced that pain. And yet you still told us to love one another. And you led the way. So when you say, love one another as I have loved you, you only tell us to do what you did. God, open our ears to hear this anew. Open our hearts to receive this seed so that it might grow. That it might grow in our lives, that it might grow in this church, that it might grow in your community, that it might grow in all the world. And God, speak to us. And don't let me get in the way of what you have to say to us tonight. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. How many people here have had their feet washed by someone else? Hopefully you've washed your own feet, but yeah. It's humbling, isn't it? Jesus here on this night is having a dinner with his 12 closest friends. I saw a meme online, a little picture this week that said, no one ever talks about the greatest miracle of all that Jesus did. And that was having 12 close friends at the age of 33. And here he is, he's with those 12 close friends. And he's sharing a meal with them. And he's teaching them one more lesson. One more lesson. Lesson after lesson. After lesson, and he gets up in the middle of this meal and he washes their feet. The servant is actually the master. The king becomes the slave. And he washes his friends' feet in the middle of a meal. What if the church looked like that? And I don't mean having the basins up front like we have a basin now and the water and all of that. But what if the church looked like that? In the sense that, what if we were willing take our shoes off, so to speak. Or maybe our masks off. Be who we really are. And let others come to us, brothers and sisters, right? Come to us and meet us in the mess. Meet us in the dirt. Meet us in the sin. And clean us off. Help us clean off. What would that look like? Because right now, the world feels like a really divided place. And I don't just mean like America or the world, the church. Everything is so divided. Like I said, it's gotten into the church too. What would Jesus have to say about that? Because I remember at the end of this passage, he says, "A new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another. And that everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another." Jesus is pretty serious about what he's saying here. Love one another as I have loved you. Love one another. This is the command I give you. If we lived like that, the world would change. There's no question. And when we did live like that as Christians, as our parents in Christ, when we did live like that, the world did change. People came to know Jesus as the risen Lord. People came to know that this stuff, yeah, it's crazy. Love one another. But the person who said it and it's crazy lived by it. He died by it. But that wasn't the end. We can't get there yet. But he means what he says, and he says what he means. And he tells us that tonight. That this isn't just some service that we come to and we just read the stories and we think about how good it was back then. But we hear the stories and we expect that it could be that way again. Not because of how good we are. Trust me, our feet are dirty. And we aren't even on donkey duty, if anyone was here on Sunday. We're not even dealing with the donkey. We're just walking in the world. And our feet get messy. But Jesus says, he says, love one another. He says, now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. He says, do this too. He says, love in this. He's saying love is not just the heart, but love comes to action in the hands and feet too. And so, as the world gets crazier and crazier, it seems, I think we can just see it more, but it feels like it gets crazier and crazier. We need to ask God for help. We need to ask God. We need to say, Jesus, wash my feet. Maybe even be as crazy as Peter, who's like, wash all of me. And Peter has to be, calm down, buddy. Calm down. You're clean, but you need your feet washed, okay? Or else you'll have no part of me. Maybe that's the idea that we get so excited. But get this. So, this is going to hurt. That this idea of loving one another, this idea of being in the mess, this idea of walking in the dirt alongside someone, this idea of loving one another as Jesus loves them and us, it's going to hurt. It's a call to discipleship. It's not a call to the easy life by any means, but it's a call to really follow. And not just that it hurts, but there's life in that. there's life. Judas was at the dinner table. Jesus washed his feet. Peter, we always think, oh, Peter, he's the rock on which Jesus built the church, right? Except Peter denied Jesus three times. Peter was at the table too. And Jesus washed his feet. And so he says, love one another as I have loved you. And so that doesn't mean that it's going to be easy. But for those of us who can look back, we know that Thursday isn't the end. We know that Friday isn't the end. And so when we face those things in the world and we see that people don't respond to being loved when they expect to be hit, and they don't like that, whatever, there's life on the other side. And so as we come to this time, as we come to a time of preparing to confess our creed, as we come to a time of offering foot washing, as we come to a time to continue to worship God in this service, let's just remember how much Jesus loved us. He didn't love us by telling us he loved us. He didn't love us by sending us a Hallmark card in the mail, even though those are nice things. He loved us by taking our sin upon him, by going to the cross for us, by dying for us. And we're going to come to that tomorrow, but we can't talk about Thursday without him knowing that that was coming on Friday. He loved us that much. He tells us, he commands us. He doesn't say it might be a good idea. He commands us to love one another as I have loved you. And friends, we can't do that ourselves. We can only do that by admitting that we got some dirty feet, and that we need to be cleaned, and that we need to help others be clean too by loving each other. But we can only do that by the power of the Holy Spirit. The same Spirit who raised Christ from the dead lives inside of you and me, and that's how we can do those things. So love one another as Christ has loved you. Let's pray. Gracious God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for speaking to us. We thank you for, in this case, the simplicity of your call. There is nothing ambiguous about this call to love one another as you loved us. You mean to lay down our lives for each other, to get messy for each other, to humble ourselves for each other. And that's how the world will know that we follow you. Not because we have a bigger cross on our door, not because we have that fish symbol on the back of our car, but because we love one another and get dirty for each other and sometimes even die for each other. Lord, we cannot do that ourselves. And so tonight, Father, I pray that your Holy Spirit would fill each and every one of us. That we would be so humbled by what you knew you were going to do for us tomorrow. That we would just repent of any sins that we have going on in our lives. That we would just be so shook by your Spirit that we would be convicted of those sins, of those things that are separating us from you, that are getting our feet dirty, and we need you to wash them away from us tonight. That we wouldn't live in the guilt that we put on ourselves, or that the enemy would put on us, Lord, but that we would be convicted and that we would know that if you are in Christ, you are free. You just have to ask for forgiveness and that we would receive your grace anew. God, we thank you. We thank you so, so much. And we ask all of this in Jesus' name.